And here in the post-game show, joining me, keeper Luke Wernemont. And first, Luke, walk us through some of your thoughts on this one. You guys get roughed up by a good, humble team tonight in a final of 9-0. Give us some of your overarching thoughts on this one.
Yeah, today I just went in thinking, you know, we got to keep fighting no matter how good, how ranked they are, you know. You know, you see that record, you're like, man, it's going to be a tough one, but we got to keep fighting. And I just thought about keeping my position, holding the line, you know, telling the defense what to do and where to be.
You look at your numbers throughout the year. They have been some of the best goalkeeping numbers I've seen. You need a reason to smile tonight, buddy. 87% save percentage. I mean, talk about that throughout the year. This has got to be one of those things where, from where this team's been, it is miles to where they're at now. I mean, you've had a bunch of one-goal losses. They hurt, but you're in a lot more games than your team's been in the past.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a big stepping stone from my freshman year to this year, you know. And it's nice to see that we've been improving and we're getting better. And it's nice to see people moving the ball from back there on the line. And it's just real nice to see.
You look at this game, it was 8-0. Walk me through the mindset of this. You had me going crazy here in the booth. It's 8-0, you guys are down. But you had to make 4 or 5 plays on a defensive series. One, you're laying on your side. The back line drives 2 guys across and clears it. What was going through your mind and what were you seeing? That's a save of the year candidate right there.
You know, my thought process during that is hit the ball, get back up. Hit the ball, get back up. You have no second reactions or second thoughts in the goal. You just got to keep going and go with the flow, you know. And that's what I live by, go with the flow on the back line.
And then last question for you. Talk us through, I mean, it has to mean something for you in that D-line to not get 10 gold in this game. I mean, you give up 6, you give up that quick 7th. You made them earn the 8th. I mean, they had a tough time getting that one. They had a tough time getting the 9th. Walk us through the mindset and the conversation that was had between you and that back line. I mean, you got to fight for something in this game, and not getting 10 goals seemed to be that thing as the game went along.
You know, I keep telling them, keep fighting, because that's what we've always been about. One thing about ESAC is we never give up, and we live by that. And Coach really pounds that into our minds during practice, is that we're ESAC and we never give up.
All right. Thank you so much for the time. And you know, tough one tonight, but heck of a save there in that frame where you made 5 saves on the same defensive play.
All right, thank you.